Hello, welcome to WSD Voice, a podcast focused on positive and informative news in Waterford School District. I'm your host, Sarah Davis, the Director of Communications and Community Relations, and I'm here with Waterford School District Superintendent Scott Lindberg.
Hello, Sarah. Hello, everyone. This is going to be our last episode for 23-24 school year, and like we've done in previous years, we're going to spend it celebrating our many successes.
Yes, and before we begin to do that, Scott, what are some of your proudest or most interesting moments, perhaps, from the 23-24 school year?
Well, as we've continued this year, our focus on teaching and learning, academic achievement, our investments in our curriculum. We've talked about this, over $4 million. We're approaching over $10 million technology enhancements, and just a real focus on moving our district forward. That's really come, hands down, a continued focus this year. Staff-related, I could go through the list, but we've had multiple staff recognitions, highlights, athletic director of the county, our teacher and para and bus transportation recognition. The list goes on. And we have to mention our community partnerships through many organizations throughout the community. Our partnership with the Waterford Police Department, the Fire Department, and also the Township and Supervisor Gary Wall.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff. Craig Blomquist as well.
Yes.
Nominated for
Principal
of the Year. So a lot of staff remember. So it's been a great year. Now let's get to our episode topic and meet some of our amazing seniors who will soon graduate. As is tradition, we have asked each of our high school principals to select one senior to represent their school on the podcast. So without further ado, let's meet our first student, Thomas Cowway, who is from Mott High School. Thomas was recently recognized by the Waterford Foundation for Public Education as a Select 50 student, is one of the top academic achievers in his class, and is also a varsity baseball athlete. He's heading to practice after the show, he already told us. So it sounds like you have a lot going on. Is there anything else that you participate in, either through Mott or after school, that you'd like to tell us about?
I did a lot of link crew throughout the year, my junior and senior year. I like to help the freshmen and kind of get them introduced into the school. Mm-hmm. And then all I do after school is work at McDonald's.
Okay. So for link crew, why is it something that's of interest to you to help the new students kind of orient themselves?
Because the new generation that comes into the school is kind of seems as they might take care of me in the future, or maybe they're just scared. And I want to help build the confidence of new freshmen coming into the school.
Awesome. So what has your path through WSD been? What schools have you attended in the district?
My elementary year, I've attended Houghton Elementary. And then for middle school, I did Pierce Middle School. And obviously Mott High School.
Okay, so Houghton, Pierce, and then Mott. Excellent. And how did the education you received at Mott, do you feel, prepared you to succeed now that you're just a few weeks away from graduation?
There were some classes that weren't as organized as they could have been, but it kind of teaches you to kind of work on the fly. Mm-hmm. But there were a lot of classes that made me feel comfortable in the work environment, and a lot of the students around me were really organized and respectful to each other.
Okay. How so in the work environment? Did it make you feel more comfortable or give you experience in that regard?
The teachers were really friendly. Same with the colleagues and like the peers that I was working along with.
Okay. So you've already kind of touched on this, but as someone who is involved in Link, what advice would you give to students younger than you while you were doing that program? What were maybe some things that you taught those students?
Be really dedicated in all your years in high school, because not only is it going to improve your work ethics and how dedicated you can be to a subject, it looks good further on in life when you're applying to jobs and et cetera.
Okay. So what are your plans for the future now?
I'm going to be going to Madonna University out in Livonia. I'm going to be going for exercise and sports science, trying to become a physical therapist. And I actually I got put on the short list for baseball. So
okay.
I'm going to be playing baseball there as well.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to you. I'm sure you're excited to be doing that.
Very
excited. The academics and the athletics at the same time as well. Scott, anything you have to say to Thomas?
Yeah, well, I just want to check in. Athletics, you're playing baseball right now. What position?
For high school, I'm doing pitcher, first base, and outfield.
Okay.
But for college, I'm going for pitcher and first base.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, excellent. Well, I wish you luck in that. And what's interesting, Thomas, is one of the things we like to be here is a AAA district that focuses on academics, the athletics, and also the arts. And certainly you're talking about the academics and the athletics. So I just want to wish you well. And do you think you're prepared and going into college now? And how do you feel about making this transition?
I'm definitely a little nervous about it. It's really – I don't want to say stressful, but it's kind of exciting yet anxiety-inducing because it's the next chapter in life. It's another page in my book. But I feel very prepared to take that next step in life.
Excellent. Well, we want to wish you well. Congratulations for representing Mott and the Waterford School District as well as you have. What's the baseball record so far? I'm not sure if I know it.
Not so hot.
Not so hot. Okay, but you're having a good time.
Having a good time.
And you're learning the skills. You've got the talent, and you're going to take that into your college years. So congratulations. Have a good time. Enjoy the ride. Every step of the way. If I could look back over the years, I might have taken time to just sit back and enjoy the learning and the opportunities, get on that field and toss a no-hitter, those types of things. So we want to wish you well, and thank you for taking part in our podcast today.
Of course. Waterford Mott has made it easy to grow.
Excellent.
As a person.
Thank you.
Course.
That's great to hear. Thanks, Thomas, and congratulations. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be back with our next student.
Hello, Scott Lindberg here, superintendent of Waterford School District. It's time to start thinking about where your child should attend school for the 24-25 school year. At Waterford School District, we aim to create today's student to become tomorrow's leader, and we are uniquely prepared to build your child's bright future. We have recently invested over $4 million in cutting-edge curriculum, and in September of this year, we are opening a brand new state-of-the-art Stepanski Early Childhood Center, which we are currently accepting registration for. Learn more and enroll at wsdmi.org/enrollment. That's wsdmi.org/enrollment. Come join us here at Waterford School District, where your child will be inspired, educated, and empowered to thrive.
And we are back here on WSD Voice celebrating all that has been accomplished this past school year. With us now, we have Durant student Avery Strenton, who actually graduated from Durant in the Term 3 ceremony in April, not that long ago. And so we welcome her to the program, and congratulations to you on graduating.
Thank you.
What have you been up to since that day?
Kind of just sorting things out with college, getting ready to kind of get out there, starting working, kind of just getting ready.
Yeah, there's a lot to prepare for, getting ready for all of those different things, for sure. So what are some plans that you have moving forward?
Definitely securing other jobs, too, and mostly kind of seeing other opportunities that I can create within what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any jobs that you've been thinking of in particular that you'd like to go for?
There are a few that I have been thinking of. There's a couple of bakeries around here that I'm kind of looking at.
Right. So one of the things, you know, during your graduation ceremony in April that was talked about was that you're interested in baking. Mm-hmm. And I think you have plans to go to Oakland Community College coming up. Can you talk about that a little bit?
There isn't really much to say about that. but I do plan to go to OCC for that and kind of getting also more into cooking skill sets, too. Okay. And not just into baking and pastry, even though that might be what I want to focus on.
Right. We were talking about it a little bit before we started, but why is that an interest of yours?
I've kind of always enjoyed doing that sort of thing, kind of creating my own twist on other recipes I found, too, and kind of seeing who enjoys what and seeing kind of what I can make.
Yeah. What's your favorite pastry to make or maybe to eat?
I make some really good cinnamon roll cookies. Mm. They are nice. Real good.
Yeah. Scott, what's your favorite pastry? I know you like sweets.
Yeah, I like glazed donuts. Okay. And I've been going to this bakery and around the corner from us, and they always run out. I can't get in there, but I'm very particular. So they don't have them, I leave. I don't get anything.
So kind of, you know, reflecting on your time at Durant and all of that, what would you say is a valuable lesson or two that you learned during your time there?
Just keep going. You know, it's an environment where you can grow and learn, but also kind of fall back on and have the support of teachers and friends. Everybody there really does just want the best for you. Mm-hmm. And they want to see you become happy and successful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's wonderful.
Yep. Scott, anything you'd like to add?
Well, I wanted to ask you, one of the things is maybe artistic, or you kind of do the arts through what you cook or through what you make, because I was thinking about my wife. She tried a new recipe, put a different twist on it, and there are family members that are into the arts different ways, drawings, paintings, but she does it through cooking. Do you find that an interest of yours, just through cooking?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I do.
You like to create different, meals, mm-hmm. whether pastries, baking.
Yes, absolutely. Me and my dad, every weekend, you know, finding something that we'd want to learn to make and adding our own little things onto it, or creating a completely new dish entirely out of things that we've seen or been inspired from. I really love it.
Yeah. And so you do that with your dad, you say?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's great. No, I think that's wonderful, because not everybody does that. And I walked in last night and I said, oh my gosh, it smells like a restaurant in here. And those are the leftovers I have for dinner tonight before our next meeting. So, I just want to encourage you. It was so good to have met you and be at your graduation last month with Durant, with the group of your colleagues that graduated. We want to wish you the best of luck. And you have plans, and we know this is a transition time, right? And you talked about getting ready, stepping into those next opportunities. And you've got some interests that are driving you, so that's wonderful. We just want to thank you for taking part in our podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Avery. Good luck as you go forward, and congratulations on all that you've accomplished so far.
Thank you.
Hello, Waterford School District Superintendent Scott Lindberg here, and I'd like to cordially invite you to the grand opening of our new Stepanski Early Childhood Center this fall. The event will take place from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday, September 14th. The entire community is invited to come celebrate the first new building Waterford School District has opened in 50 years. It is important to ensure a bright future for our students, and it starts with investing in early childhood education like we're doing here at Waterford School District. I hope to see you there.
Okay, so up next in the hot seat, we have Kettering senior Aiden Reynolds. Aiden, your principal tells me you're an athlete, DECA superstar, and also help run an insurance agency. That's so it sounds like we have a lot to talk about today. Let's start with what you do as it relates to school. What are some extracurricular activities you're involved in?
Yeah, involved in a couple of things at the school. Like we talked about a little bit earlier, I was part of DECA, been a part of DECA for about 3 years now.
And what is DECA?
Yeah, so I guess the term for it is Distributive Education Clubs of America. Just to sum it up, basically it's a bunch of kids getting together, networking, socializing, coming up with business proposals to present to these judges that we got to obviously present to. They'll give us a scoring based off how we do, and from there we'll, you know, see if we make it to the next level, go to our state competition or potentially our international competition, which is held in different states every year. So it's pretty cool.
Which you said you did go to the international.
Yeah. This year I went. We actually just came back. We went last week. We went to Anaheim, California for 4 or 5 days. It's pretty cool. We had 3 kids from our chapter who had presented to these judges. I didn't end up winning, of course, but it was just a good experience to go. And then last year I went as well. We went to Florida. Same thing. I did a project with 2 others in our chapter and went very well, but it's just so hard to qualify at that top level. I mean, there's so many kids there. I think this year is around 23,000. So it's crazy.
Oh, the competition.
Amount. Yeah.
Oof.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that many. That is a lot.
Yep, it's all over. Kids from all over. There's kids from China, Dominican Republic, everywhere.
Oh, wow.
See them.
Well, congrats for making
mm-hmm.
it that
yeah,
far.
Thank you.
Anything else besides DECA?
Yeah, so I do link crew at our school. It's just, basic freshman help, mm-hmm. getting them involved in some programs within the school, making them feel welcome, of course. And I'm an executive board member for our National Honor Society. So try and do as much as we can to help out with the community.
Nice.
I played football for 2 years, freshman year and sophomore year. Had some elbow surgery, so I kind of cut that out. And then been on varsity baseball for 4 years now, and I'm team captain. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. Well, with all of that involvement, you must have a lot of great memories. What would you say is maybe one of your fondest memories during your time at high school?
Yeah. I'd have to say easily my best memory was freshman year. Started it off early, but playing baseball with all these older kids, it was a great experience just to, kind of be mentored by these older guys. And we ended up winning the district. We're district champs, and I'll always remember that moment for sure. Also, like we kind of talked about earlier with DECA, going and winning the state competition was also high up there. It was just so cool being on that stage, looking around, seeing all those people, and getting your name called and you're getting that plaque. It's just can't beat that. So
mm-hmm. right,
it's pretty
indeed,
awesome.
Yeah,
right. So what schools have you gone to in WSD? You're at
yeah.
Kettering now.
Mm-hmm.
Where else have you gone?
Yeah, started off early at Stepanski for preschool.
Uh-huh.
Then moved to Beaumont and then Pierce Middle School, and like you said, now Kettering.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Stepanski.
Yep.
We got a new school going now. Have
yeah.
you seen the build?
I've seen the rebuild.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I drive past it almost every day,
yeah.
so
yeah,
it looks nice.
Yeah. So Mr. Hardwood had mentioned that you also run an insurance company. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, not quite run it. I'm more just a part of the insurance agency. Joe Fagan State Farm is it's where I work. It's right off 59 in Hospital,
mm-hmm.
small little office there. And, so I'm an account representative is my title. What I do is, simple admin work pretty much, just, picking up the phone, making outbound calls, making sure people pay their bill, more of just getting people along to where they need to be so that they're all set with their insurance. And right now I'm getting licensed. I'm working on getting licensed so I can sell insurance.
Right.
And I have the availability to work remotely from college. So I'll have that job pretty steadily throughout college as well.
That'll be great. So this is part of your future plans then?
Not fully.
Okay.
It's a good introduction to what I want to do, working with finance. My goal is to be or work with accounting. I like seeing the numbers of everything, the finances. So this is getting me introduced, but, eventually I do want to break out to that field.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. So it doesn't seem like you likely have a lot of spare time, but when you do, what is it that you do for fun?
Yeah. I love hanging out with my friends. It's always good to see people, so I try and stay a little active with them. We go out golfing every now and then. We like to go bowling a lot as well. But other than that, hanging with my family. Can't beat family. So that's number one, of course. But, try to stay active. Go see my friends a little bit. And then, sometimes hang at home.
Okay. And talk about your plans for college a little bit more.
Yeah, going to play baseball over at Lansing Community College. I'm on a full-ride scholarship, so can't beat that. Yeah, thank
yeah,
you so much.
Great.
Going to play there, going to study accounting. I'm just looking forward to the experience. I think I'm pretty ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it, so should be pretty solid.
Sounds like it. Awesome. Scott, any words of wisdom? Or
yeah, well,
like
congratulations on your scholarship. And
thank
we were talking, you're a pitcher.
Yep.
Your
pitcher.
Favorite pitch is?
Four-seam fastball.
Now, why is that? Just because you fire it in there?
Yeah, it's so reliable.
Yeah.
You always know you can get ahead in the count with that one.
You get a lot of swing and misses with that, or are you just
yeah.
they're standing there by like the side of the house by the side of the road? What
yeah, yeah. You obviously get a lot of swing and misses. Sometimes you get the contact. You just
yeah.
got to locate it, get it in there.
Yeah.
Gets you ahead in the count. Can't beat that. So.
And what's neat is you talked about you came over with the older kids
mm-hmm.
in as a freshman, ninth
yep.
grade, and you've worked yourself up, and now you've got a scholarship.
Yeah, yep.
And so that's fantastic. And so I want to congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
You've represented us so well. Again, we had a student earlier representing Waterford. representing Waterford Kettering. Where do you see this going? You know, your baseball, your insurance. How do you see that? How has that developed you as an individual?
Oh, it has helped tremendously. tremendously.
Yeah.
I've been working at the insurance agency for 9 months now, mm-hmm. and I mean, just the development over those 9 months of just talking with people even
sure.
is so much better than what it was before.
Mm-hmm.
It just gets you so like familiar with, you know, carrying on a conversation,
yeah.
talking with anybody. I feel like I can go up to anybody and, you know, talk to them for, you know, a couple of minutes at a time. It's so easy
yeah.
now. And obviously baseball has helped as well. Just, you know, you got your teammates. They always got your back. You learn how to work together with people, figure out what everybody can do to contribute to reach that one goal that you need. So, I mean, both of those have just played into everyday life, basically, for me.
Yeah. Well, Aiden, congratulations to all of your successes. I know more to come. Senior's last day is 3 weeks from Wednesday. We were just talking about
yep,
that. So
yep.
It's coming quickly, and but you've got so much on your future horizon to look forward to. We want to congratulate
yeah,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so yeah. much.
Congratulations, Aiden.
Thank you.
We have time for one more commercial break, and then we will be back for the final segment of our show to meet our 2023-2024 Teacher of the Year.
Hello, Waterford School District Superintendent Scott Lindberg here. The Waterford Pool and Fitness Center is your recreation and fitness community center. We offer a welcoming, supportive environment for people who are interested in recreation, fitness, and enjoyment. We have both land and water fitness classes for all levels and offer both annual and three-month memberships. Find out more about our pools and fitness center programming on our website at wsdmi.org. That's wsdmi.org.
Welcome back to WSD Voice. We are here discussing all of the exciting things that took place this past school year, and our Teacher of the Year is certainly one of those points of pride. I'd like to welcome to the show the Waterford Foundation for Public Education's 2024 Teacher of the Year, Miss April Lennox, who teaches fourth grade at Haviland Elementary School. Thank you for being here, April, and congratulations on this achievement.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
Yes.
So you were successfully nominated by Bethany Coe, an ASD para who works at Haviland and who is the mother of triplets who are in your class this year. Were you surprised when a team of people came into your classroom and surprised you on that day?
I was shocked, incredibly surprised, as my students were as well. I was tearing up and my heart was racing and I was on emotional overload. It was very intense and exciting. I think the best part about it was so many people were there to enjoy it with me with the surprise, and the best part was my family being there.
Yes, absolutely. I can see you kind of tearing
yes,
up a little bit just talking about it. So one of my favorite things about when they do the surprise, this is the third year that I've seen it, is when they do the clap out at mm-hmm. the school and all the students and the staff gather in the hallway and clap as you kind of walk out for the day, because part of one of the things you get by winning is you can leave for the day. They bring in a sub for you. So how did you feel during that clap out?
Oh my goodness, I was overcome with all the hugs and the congratulations, and my kids were hugging me saying they were excited and you're famous, and they thought I was going to be, you know, my face was going to be everywhere, and it is, which is very strange. But one of my students, as I was walking down the hall and I had passed my kids already, yells out, "That's my teacher."
Mm-hmm.
And so it was what gave me the emotional, you know, burst to not start crying, was these kids were behind me supporting me, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome. So just so our listeners know, when you win Teacher of the Year, you get to leave school early that day, like I mentioned. But then after the surprise, you get to pick out a new, and most importantly, a free car. So we're so grateful for the foundation's partnership this year with Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, who so graciously provided you with this opportunity. So tell us about what you picked out and why.
The Waterford Foundation and Lunghammer were fantastic, so generous. I'm so grateful. I picked out a 2024 Chevy Blazer 3LT Redline Edition. She is Summit White with red accents, and so I've nicknamed her Red.
Mm-hmm.
I nickname all my cars, but she's special because she's red. And I really just like the smaller feel of the SUV versus a truck or a large SUV. So it's got a very peppy engine, which I enjoy as well. So, somewhere on the paperwork it said turbo something.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That made me very excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds awesome. Sounds awesome. I do want to mention that there were 7 total nominees for Teacher of the Year. And this year, the focus was on the elementary level teachers. So I'm going to read all the names of the other nominees. We have Ashley Back, Schoolcraft Elementary, 4th grade. Erin Crimmings, Schoolcraft Elementary, 2nd grade. Rachel Tague, Schoolcraft Elementary, 1st grade. Heather Wichman, Schoolcraft Elementary, 3rd grade. David Bruce Gardner, Knutson Elementary, 5th grade. And Melissa McGill, also from Haviland Elementary, who teaches 5th grade. So great job to all these nominees. We're very grateful for your dedication to our students. But April, that's a lot of other nominees. Mm-hmm. What would you like to say about these other candidates? Mm-hmm.
First, congratulations. I know that they feel the same way I do, with the nomination is just enough. That's fantastic that we know parents are supporting us and they feel so strongly about what we're doing with their kiddos every day. And I know they feel that way too. Second of all, some of these fantastic colleagues I've had the opportunity to work with. I work with Melissa McGill. She's a fantastic teacher. So I see her daily. Rachel and David I worked with at BERT. So we go back as BERT Bobcats many years. They are two fantastic educators. Ashley, Erin, and Heather, I have not had the opportunity to work with, but I've heard from other colleagues that they are fantastic educators and all deserving of the nomination.
Mm-hmm. Scott, anything you want to add about April winning Teacher of the Year or other nominees that we have this year?
Well, one of the things I enjoy going in the elementary is going in the classrooms and kind of walking the walls. I really enjoyed your classroom. Your students were engaged. You could see, obviously, because you're Teacher of the Year, but the kids are connected. And it takes me back to not only all of these teachers that were nominated, but my own teachers. And I had lunch. I had the honor of having lunch with my first grade teacher about 5 years ago. She's in her 80s, but she had such an impact on my life back then in, 1976, And so we're talking many years, and I know you do the same, and I could see that connection in your classroom. And so these are such pivotal years in elementary. You're teaching kids to read, and then they're reading to learn, teaching foundational facts, but also, again, the smiles, the joy of learning, the joy of being in school, and the family atmosphere. Just absolutely outstanding. And I saw that in your classroom.
Thank you. That's important to me. Build those bonds. If you build the bond, they will learn.
Yes.
And they have to know every day you love them,
yeah.
You care about them, and hold them to those high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
My kids know that, and I love them.
Yeah. Aww. I remember even back to first grade with Mrs. Robbins having that morning meeting time. I mean, how many years ago and how important that connection was, and that's what you do in your classroom and all of these teachers do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Excellent. The foundation also mentioned that many of the nominees were also graduates of Waterford School
yeah.
District, something that we're very proud of. Mm-hmm. April, you are one of those as
mm-hmm.
well.
Indeed.
Can you tell us a little bit about your time in the school district, aside from working here?
I'm a Waterford graduate, class of 94 at Waterford Mott. I had fantastic teachers all through. I started at Della Lutz, which,
yeah.
Isn't an elementary
yeah.
anymore. I started there and, went to Pierce and then Mott, and I had some fantastic teachers along the way. Like I was saying earlier, Craig Blomquist, fantastic teacher. Mm-hmm. Kay Lewis, I could name so mm-hmm. many. There are just so many wonderful teachers I've had that have given me the inspiration to go on and teach myself. So I haven't forgot them. They're in my thoughts every day with what I do.
Yeah.
Weena Bednar's made me love math.
Mm.
And now my own kids in my class will say, "Oh, Mrs. Lennox loves to teach math." That's all Edwina. She did that. So
yeah.
Fantastic foundation laid here in Waterford, and I'm proud to be able to give back.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you've worked here for 23 years?
Yes.
So what is it that's so special about Waterford? You grew up here, went to school here,
Excellent.
Now you're working here.
I would say just the community itself.
Yeah.
We have, top-notch educators here. I have worked with so many fantastic teachers. I've had so many fantastic students. parents, the parental mm-hmm. support is there. It's just a good community. You know, there's so many parents that know how important education is, and they back you, and they want to help, and they do the teamwork, because you have to do the teamwork
right.
with these kiddos.
Yeah.
You know, homeschool connection. So the community is why I'm here and why I will be here, mm-hmm. not going anywhere.
Right, right. And with all these years, what's your favorite memory so far?
Oh, gosh, I have so
many. It's hard to pick, right?
That's hard to pick. But I do have a letter that I have framed at home from a former student many, many years ago who wrote me a letter when she was in college and said to me, thank you for always believing in me. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being a positive role model. And thank you for test-taking strategies, because I'm still using them.
Oh, yeah.
And that has just stuck with me. It's it's in a 5x7 frame. She wrote me a little card, and it's very special to me.
Yeah. Scott, anything more you want to add before we
Well, April, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to celebrating with you and all the nominees in a week mm-hmm. where we have the Teacher of the Year dinner. And so we'll be celebrating you and all of your colleagues. But you just represent Waterford in such a wonderful way. You grew up here, went to school here. You're teaching here, giving back. And this is just a small token of our thanks to you to be a part of our podcast, so we can share with the rest of the community and those around Waterford how wonderful you are and what you mean to our students and community.
Thank you. It's my honor. It's my honor.
Excellent.
Well, thank you for being here again.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
To you.
Thank you.
And also, I'd like to thank our three students that were guests here on the program earlier, Thomas, mm-hmm. Avery, and Aiden. We all know that they are going to have some very bright futures ahead as well. So some great people on the program today. This podcast is brought to you by Waterford School District's Department of School and Community Services and is produced by video production coordinator Jane Tickelly. I am the host of this podcast, Sarah Davis. And you can find all episodes of WSD Voice on our website at wsdmi.org, or you can tune in to 89.5 WAHS, Radio Central Multicultural, or any Waterford Community Cable channel. We also invite you to subscribe to the podcast, which is available on Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, and if you want to watch the recording, on our WSD YouTube channel. We so appreciate you listening today and encourage you to tune in to future episodes of WSD Voice as we discuss topics geared toward inspiring, educating, and empowering our students, staff, alumni, and community to thrive.